Hello and welcome to my presentation of my new Accessicoid script in version 1.1. I will just do a quick demonstration on what it does for you, what it can do, and what how you can use it.
Unsaved project unsaved.
So, I prepared a Reaper for that with one track in it.
One context on one item.
With one item in it.
One context on titled MIDI item.
Which is a MIDI item, which is empty by now. I have one virtual instrument on it so that you can actually listen to what it does. And I will open it, or especially the MIDI editor, with Ctrl-Alt-E.
MIDI take, context untitled, MIDI item dialog failed, MIDI view 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Yeah, just messed up with German Windows and English voice off in MIDI A, so that's a bit problematic. So what you can now do, and I mapped the keys like I described in the documentation, is you can use the native Reaper pitch cursor with Alt and the up and down arrow keys, or the corresponding keys on the Mac. And it would sound like this.
C4, C sharp 4, C4, B3, A sharp 3, A3, G sharp, G3, F sharp, F3, F sharp 3, G3, G3, A3, A sharp, B4, C4, C4, D4, 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 F4, F4, G4, G4, A4, A sharp, B4, C5.
So there we go. We do have nice violin sound effects.
C sharp, D5, D sharp, E5, F4, F4, G4, G4, A4, A sharp, B4, C6.
So what we can now do, we can now cycle through all the available chords.
C6 major. C6 minor. C6 power.
By pressing Ctrl and Alt, that's my recommendation, and the up and down arrow keys.
C6 suspended second. C6 suspended fourth. C6 diminished. C6 augmented. C6 major sixth. C6 minor sixth. C6 dominant seventh. C6 major seventh. C6 minor seventh. C6 flat fifth.
That's everything by now.
C6 minor 7, C6 major 7, C6 dominant 7, C6 minor 6, C6 major 6, C6 augmented, C6 diminished, C6 suspended 4, C6 suspended, C6 power, C6 minor, C6 major.
What you can now still do is you can, for example, go and select
C6 major,
C6 major, and then you can use the pitch cursor again.
B5 sharp, F5, G sharp, F sharp, F5.
And say, you know, you want to have F5 major. You just go down to F5 and you will automatically have F5 major selected. Can insert it, although you are not able to hear it right now, but you can do just Ctrl Alt and down and up arrow again.
F5 major.
And you will notice that it remembered the last chord you selected.
F5 minor. F5 major.
So since version 1.1, you have, or we have, because it's currently in development, but it's almost ready and I just have to submit it to repack. You can change chord inversions with the Ctrl Alt and left and right arrow keys, respectively. So, for example, you can use the Alt Ctrl and right arrow key to increase the chord inversion to 1.
F5 major inversion 1.
And then you can, just as before, cycle all the chords through, but with the first inversion.
F5 minor inversion
applied.
1. F5 power inversion 1. F5 suspended second inversion 1, F5 suspended fourth inversion 1, F5 diminished inversion 1, F5 augmented inversion 1, F5 major sixth inversion 1, F5 minor sixth inversion 1, F5 dominant seventh inversion 1, F5 major seventh inversion 1, F5 minor seventh inversion 1, F5 flat fifth inversion 1.
Then you can do the second inversion, of course.
F5 flat fifth inversion 2 does not exist.
I did this just for demonstration purposes, because it will anyway skip to version 2, but it will also tell you if for this chord, this inversion is simply not available. And flat fifth does only have two notes, so there isn't a second inversion of this.
F5 minus seventh inversion 2.
You will just not be able to hear anything.
F5 flat fifth inversion 2 does not exist. F5 minus seventh inversion 2. F5 major seventh inversion 2. F5 dominant seventh inversion 2. F5 minus sixth inversion 2. F5 major sixth inversion 2. F5 augmented inversion 2. F5 diminished inversion 2. F5 suspended fourth inversion 2. F5 suspended second inversion 2. F5 power inversion 2 does not exist.
Again, only two notes, so no second inversion.
F5 minor inversion 2. F5 major inversion 2.
And then there's even a third inversion, but only the chords with four notes have it, of course.
F5 major inversion 3 does not exist.
So we can scroll up a bit.
F5 minus 6, F5 dominant 7th, F5 major 7th inversion, F5 minus 7th inversion 3. F5 flat 5th inversion 3 does F5 flat 5th.
And we can simply go back with Ctrl Alt and the left arrow key.
F5 minus 7th. F5 major 7th.
And the major thing about this is we cannot just listen to them.
F5 major.
We can also insert them. So.
Zero notes.
I just used a Shift plus I in this case. So you can go to a position we like, for example, to the start of the project. And then we say we want to have a minor chord. Then we do Shift I. And we will have it in here, as you can see. Left and right arrow keys.
Three notes.
The insert action will actually respect your settings. You can either have the grid set to like whatever you like.
F5, two beats.
Right now it's set to half a note. We can, for example, set it to a whole note.
Grid hole.
And then we just
two beat one zero notes.
And then we, for example, say F5 major. F5 major. And
three notes. Bar one, three notes. Bar two, three notes.
As you can see here,
F5, one bar.
It's one bar, so we have a whole length note. But you can also use the length of the next note setting, which is a Reaper native function as well. So we can, for example, say that we want to have our next note to be an eighth note. So we use Control 8.
Length 8.
And just ignore that, please.
Skip it ahead.
And do, for example,
F5 suspended second.
Suspended second, and use Shift I again.
Three notes. F5, 50%.
And there we see that we actually have an eighth note. Or three, in that case. It will automatically move the cursor, so it should behave exactly like when you use I normally to insert whatever you want to insert from the pitch cursor, right? So that's already it. There are some more features planned, but I will do an updated guide on this later on, as soon as these features are available. I hope it turns out to be useful for you. And if you have any ideas, bug reports, feature requests, whatever, feel free to open an issue on GitHub or contact me privately or publicly in the Reaper Access group or in WhatsApp.